From The Willow Bender by Helen Rich, 1950. A gold boat is a dredge that digs up placer ground. Placer ground contains pay dirt, which has to be washed before the gold can be separated from it. The dredge squats on a brown-green pond, and wherever the dredge goes, the pond goes too. The water comes from a nearby mountain creek, and it is clear when it flows into the pond, but not after that. A gold boat looks like a prehistoric monster. It has a deck the same as any other boat, but at the bow there are gawky, neck-like timbers called gantries. They support the bucket ladder, and the bucket ladder holds the digging buckets. Back of the gantries is a hump called the winch house, the nerve center where the controls are. Amidships is a lower hump covering the machinery. This machinery acts like a stomach. It takes gold for its food and spews out what it doesn't want. This residue goes out on a conveyor belt covered with white canvas. It is at the stern of the boat where there are more gantries holding things up, and it is called the stacker. The stacker looks like a gargantuan white tail, but it isn't a tail because it evacuates, although its evacuations are called tailings. All day long, all night long, the conveyor belt carries everything that isn't gold up the stacker and lets it drop. Splat, plop. As the monster lumbers forward, it leaves behind tailings higher than a two-story house. A gold boat is noisy. It howls and moans and screeches. It wails and thuds. When it breaks down, it seems noisier than when it is running, because the silence comes in waves and breaks on the ears. It is greedy. It grunts and chews and slobbers through the clean earth, eating over 2,000 cubic feet of dirt every time the bucket line goes round. It is vicious. It would as soon grab a deckhand and gnaw him to blood and shreds as leave him whole. A gold boat wants virgin soil in a mountain valley covered with trees, sagebrush, wild grass, flowers, watered by streams that begin in timberline springs. The trees are cut down, the sagebrush grubbed out, the dredge built, the pond made. The bucket line begins to claw. The topsoil goes out first, so it is on the bottom. The rocks fall on top of it. By the time the boat has crawled a few miles, there are only pile after pile of cold gray rocks looking a great deal like frozen ripples on a pond. The valley is good for nothing now, not even to admire. Nothing will grow on those rocks, and the topsoil is lost forever. The valley where Breckenridge, Colorado lies was once a peerless place high up in the Rocky Mountains. It isn't now. It isn't good for anything now. A coyote can't even find a rabbit on it. The taxes on it are hardly worth collecting.